Welcome to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the host and the creator of this here podcast. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. If you are not new, y'all know what I'm about to do. Okay, y'all know what the gems is that I'm about to drop. Okay, I appreciate you. Please subscribe. Please stay a while. You can find me on Good Pods, Spotify, Apple, Podbean, Amazon Music. You can find me posting this at Shanby Podden on Twitter, at Shanby Podden on TikTok, and at Shanby Podden on IG. Either way, I'm going to make sure y'all know that I exist, that this pod is happening, that these gems are dropping. I appreciate you. But you see the title. I'm talking about broke-minded behavior, okay? Some of these things, I make it myself. Some of these things are well-known. Some of these things are things that might be new to you. But either way, we're going to get through to you, okay? The words, discussions, and the actions of a lot of people today reek of broke-minded behavior. Some of you know what that is, but not all of us. People who want to look like they have it together but refuse to do the work to get it together are people who have broke-minded behavior. People who want to have a wealthy man's baby so they won't have to work are women with broke-minded behavior. People who mislead and manipulate those who care for them for personal gain are people with broke-minded behavior. You following me? Okay. That's what I'm talking about today. So let's just get right into it. This is She Gets a Pod. You in the right place? You are. I believe people can struggle mentally, but it's not good to live there. Post up there, okay? Make a shop, okay? We don't want to do that. Today, I'm so glad that we have elevated as a people to have discussions on anxiety, depression, miserableness, and people discovering that they are now autistic in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. But what are you doing that is positive about those things? A lot of people are not doing the work to help them through those things so they can live a happy, peaceful life. Some people are just out here spreading their misery to other people. And my issue is those who don't seek help, those who don't want correction or guidance. The fear in self that you have is spilling over on other people, the miserableness. And please keep it to yourself. Keep that shit to yourself. This is another reason why I don't believe in killing people with kindness, because they will never learn how to be better people, or they will never learn how to treat people correctly, because they're still getting what they want regardless of their behavior. And people who think in limitation will quickly limit other people. Not just financially, people can be broke in hope and optimism. People can shoot down anyone with the courage to do something they would never have the balls to do. So be mindful of your circle and be mindful of people who have broke-minded behavior. And I will tell you more after these messages. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring, or going to shanbypodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me. But I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. Back to these broke-minded people, right? Right. Let's talk about, in my past, how I dealt with broke-minded people. I remember going to college full-time, working two jobs, and I had multiple internships, but not at the same time. So the first internship I had, I was working at Rockaware in the Apparel Mart in Atlanta. And the second internship that I had, I was working with Chilio. Omar, what's up? And my nights were late as fuck. My nights, and I didn't have a car. So I was taking Atlanta's MARTA, okay? And where I lived was not on the bus line. So after doing such a full day of school work, I worked at Lenox. I worked at Urban Outfitters. I worked at The Gap. I worked, where else did I work when I was here? I worked so many places. I worked at the Apparel Mart downtown. Chilio was in Midtown. I took the bus. I took the train. I walked. And after I got off of the bus at 11:45 at night, I walked like 2 miles to my house to wake up at 6 a.m. to do it again. So this late night shit been a thing for me. Okay. I'm never afraid of hard work and consistency. That's in me. Okay. But that's not something that I'll allow people to take advantage of. I can see when people are lazy. I can see when people do not want to do the work for themselves and do not think that I'm about to be on your team so I can do all the work on my back, because I will not. Okay? Shout out to my pop fan. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helpful. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit and those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. My night's been late as fuck. And I was learning the business of what buyers want to buy, what people who have storefronts want to buy for their clientele. I was learning entrepreneurship. I was learning wholesale shit. I was learning building skills in a career. I was having some of the best relationships for what I wanted to do in fashion at that time. But the people outside of me couldn't see that. Small-minded people would say, why are you there working for free, wasting your time? And I knew those people without vision don't deserve my energy. And slowly but surely, they fell off. And slowly but surely, I stopped sticking around them, because that mindset will rub off on you when you have a mindset of growth and independence. And that's where my mind has always been. One of the internships became a paid job for me. And I could call those women up anytime on any day for career questions, for life questions, etc. Some of them I have keys to their homes, okay? So build your relationships with the people who are in your lane, are fast forward in your future. Talk to them, ask them questions. And some people just see a job, bills, home, drinks, repeat. And that's their life till the casket drop. That was never on my itinerary of how I wanted to live, even with children. That will never be good enough for me. I wasn't born to work and build someone else's dream. I have thoughts. I have things I wanted to want to create. I have a life of experience that I want to live. And so I take care of myself because I know I want to experience those things. I keep people in my circle because I know I want to experience those things. And the people who don't fit in those things in my future for me, I have to back away from. Because you're taking up space. So do not allow broke-minded behavior people to take up space when there could be better people sitting in that area. And not better as in you're just better than them. Better as in mindset, as in intellect, as in creative energy, as in optimism, as in positivity, as in just uplifting. Some people just want to stick around and see. I don't want nobody sticking around me to see what I do. How can you contribute to what I do? How can you help me build what I'm doing? How can I help you? Are you learning something from me? Great. If you're not learning something from me, go somewhere where you can learn something. But no one was here on this planet to grow up, become an adult, and work a job that they do not find value and passion in for someone else. And that is it. That is not it for you. That is it if you choose that to be it. So people who have broke-minded behavior, move the fuck from around me. Please. Find some other miserable people to be around who want to look like their life is the shit. I'm over here trying to make my life full of blessings, full of opportunity, full of experience, full of laughs, full of joy. You know what I'm saying? Gratitude, appreciation. I want people around me to appreciate shit. Don't settle for broke-minded behavior. It exists. It's a thing. A lot of people have it. And some of my best friends are true creatives, entrepreneurs, hustlers, people who get great jobs. And while they have great jobs, they're looking for a greater job. Okay? People who work on planes, who are studying to become private pilots, people who want their independence in their older age. Broke-minded behavior type people don't think higher. And if you stay around them long enough, you won't evolve. That's it. That's all I got. Ain't got no more. Hope you learned something today. 'Cause I'm done. Peace.